Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it sounds like Josh had a wild night at the gym last night.
Oh. Dude, I have never experienced this before. So I've been a member with Vasa, and I love it. They're great. They do like a month-to-month thing, and I was actually one of the first members to sign up at the gym when it started in my area. So I've had like the flat rate of like $10.99 for years
now. Oh, nice.
Fantastic. Absolutely love it. But they have, you know, the people that work there, and they always try to get you to maybe up your membership or try to do like the VIP gold or whatever. So I'm doing just the free weights yesterday, and as that's going on, one of the team members approaches me, and I'm still thinking about it because I don't think this dude actually complimented me, but I think they always have like these words or phrases to try to make you feel better about yourself. And I'm doing the free weights, and I'm doing 30-pound curls, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not like anything like super, super hard or whatever, but I'm getting my reps in. And he looks at me and he goes, dude, that's a lot of weight for your stature. And I was like, first of all,
he's
sir.
Not wrong.
No, that's not okay. A nice thing to say. The for your stature part was completely unnecessary.
Completely backhanded.
What?
And also, it's not like it's my first time at a gym ever. I'm like, what are you talking about, sir? And then after that, he was talking to me and trying, and I had my headphones, or well, one headphone in. I took one out to talk to him. But I have a headphone in. I got music going. And I'm like half listening to this dude give me a spiel about the Vasa VIP. That's what I was hearing. It was a,
and he works there and he said that to you?
First of all, yes. This is a team member. He works there. And then he's trying to get me to sign up for, he's like, it was the whole thing was essentially for $5 more, we can do this whole thing. And I was half listening, yada, yada, whatever. And I'm saying no this whole time, but I feel like he's trying, I called it, trying to get me to, like, sign up for the cult of, like, working out and all this stuff. And I don't know if he actually signed me, like, he did not take no for an answer. So I don't know if he actually signed me up. I'm waiting for an email being like, hey, you've been signed up for Vasa VIP, here we go.
Bro.
And I'm like, I said no, like, 15 times. Like, oh, you know, like, maybe I'm not really interested, not really, thank you, please go away, please go away.
Yeah.
And he would not take no for an answer. So I'm just waiting to see that I actually am signed up for my free 3-month trial was his flash.
What do you get
word.
With it?
I have no idea. I wasn't listening. Genuinely, I have no idea
now.
The extra anything that I get with it. He just kept using those phrases like, oh, VIP, VIP. And I'm like, I'm sure that works for some people, but dude, I just want to use my 30s, which you said was good for my stature, so thank you very much, and I just want to get out of here.
I think you just get backhanded compliments and free towels.
I think it's also you get like the red light therapy that they have there, and it's like a little tent thing. Have you ever heard of that? The red light sauna.
Oh,
that's what they talk about. There's extra things that you can do there that like it's like the gold membership or whatever. So I'm just waiting to see my credit card statement
maybe
come
you'll
in.
Like
yeah.
It.
Well, yeah, you might like it, and I know you can't say no. So
like that's it.
I'm
it's so hard.
I can't say no. That's probably why you both ended up in the locker room making out. You know?
Well, that was a different story.
You can't say
cute,
no.
So.
Yeah. One of the member benefits
I mean,
there.
Come
it was.
On.
Real quick, a big old shout out to Waterworld, who just came in at the 5th best water park in all of America.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Way
very
to go.
Nice. Splish, splash. Congratulations to Waterworld. Big day today in the world of sports. There is a limited inventory of Denver Broncos half-price game tickets for the 2026 season that go on sale today at 10 a.m. So if you want to go see your Denver Broncos on the cheap, be ready to log in and try to score these. Now, there are a few rules with them. There's going to be a limit of 4 tickets per household. No multiple game purchases are allowed. You got to be verified through Ticketmaster. They're going to do like a whole credit card check on you and all that stuff. All sales are final. No exchanges, no cancellations, no refunds. Tickets will be delivered to your mobile device on the day of the game. You got to enter through a non-premium gate. Oh, my God, so many rules. Is this worth it? Half-price tickets cannot be resold or transferred. And the single-game half-price tickets starting at just $23 today. If you do want to try to log on and get those, of course, denverbroncos.com/tickets is where you can get that done. Or if you're old school, you can contact the ticket office.
Hello, can I write a check for these?
But that's kind of exciting. It makes it affordable if you can get in to go see a little Hut Omaha action.
Yeah.
Hey, $23.
Not bad.
NFL tickets are astronomical now. And
they
it's
are.
Rightfully so, just because of, you know, the product they put on the field. But $23 to go see the Broncos? Absolutely.
I mean,
so
anyone
yeah,
can go.
Shabby.
Yeah. I like that.
If you can get in. I bet you Nick Nack's going to be on there today. She's a big,
she better be.
She's a big sports ball fan, so... We shall see. Other big news with the Broncos today, too, right?
Well, yeah, keeping up with that, the Broncos are starting training camp officially today, which is so exciting. The first public training camp that you can go watch for free, by the way, starts July 31st. However, in football terms, I'm going to call an audible here, Jer, because I just read this headline that came out about 4 hours ago. We need to talk about this. A hiker walks 10 miles down Montana's tallest mountain after accidentally impaling himself on a pole.
What?
All to avoid a costly helicopter evacuation. I had to do a little bit more research. The 32-year-old ER nurse named David Cafaldi was day hiking the tallest mountain in Montana with his boys. He accidentally slipped on a rock near the top of the mountain and impaled himself on his own trekking pole, and it went clean through his lat. So we're talking right side lat, okay? With about 8 inches sticking out both sides of his body.
My.
Now, he is a nurse,
been
so
there.
His nurse brain kicks in immediately. He checks himself. He realizes that nothing vital is hit. He thinks he can still breathe fine.
Yeah.
And so he says, you know what? Screw that helicopter, Bill. I'm going to just start hiking down. He treks 10 miles. It takes six and a half hours as friends are spotting him on the walkie-talkie and a camera even via satellite to make sure that he's okay. The his kids even run ahead to make sure that families and other kids don't see the gnarly pole sticking out of his body. Body.
Been there.
No, okay. I totally...
Hold on. No, it gets better. Hold
yeah,
on.
Put that gnarly pole away.
After about 4 miles left, he realizes, hey, I'm actually going to make this. He starts making his own kebab jokes on the radio.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
okay,
good
that's
one.
You. That's
this is
so
totally
you.
Jeremy. He walks himself down, makes it to the hospital, and is able to get back and get the pole out. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Look at the picture.
Oh, my God, there's more.
Look
Holy
at this boy. Picture.
Yeah, that'll get you.
No, and this is the thing. Let's superimpose Jeremy's head onto that picture, because I envision you walking down the trail.
Really?
Jeremy on the Barbie.
With my pole out?
You with your pole in between. This is you.
You're making jokes.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
This is serious. This is
so
incredible
you.
Feat. Incredible feat. Well, congratulations to that guy and his pole for
David.
Getting it done. Some awesome
David
pole
Jeremy.
Action
We're
right there. Really good pole action.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Well, there's a list out this morning about Netflix and the most streamed shows on there. K-pop Demon Hunters. Sorry, moms.
What?
Dads. You know, that's been on in your house about 8 million times. The number one most watched show on Netflix.
They're like, no, don't say it three times and they'll appear in the mirror. Like,
yeah.
Don't do it.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. It's approaching 700 million views, so it'll hit a billion, I bet, eventually. Wow.
What is it?
Wow.
But here's the thing. I've seen that movie. I saw it when it first
I
came
saw
out.
Part
like,
of it?
Like when it was like really hyped up and it was new. And I was like, oh, this is such a cute little movie for kids. And then it overtook our whole lives. And
yes.
I was like, bank it.
Try working at a radio station where we play Golden all every day, all day.
I know. Finally, it moved into a subpar category to where we don't hear it
Just
every
Just like
hour.
That movie, subpar. It was fine. I don't know. My daughter really got into it.
Exactly.
She dressed up as one of the characters for Halloween.
The kids loved it.
Kids
I liked
it.
For the females, you know, the little girls, how they
fine.
Were able to look up to those, you know,
it
females.
On
it was good. It was
time.
A great little movie.
It
but for it to, yeah, have 24/7 control of your TV or any, you know, thing you're streaming on, like, woo.
Now, the second one I can get on board with, it was the Super Mario Brothers movie.
But again, not one that you saw 24/7, right?
And that was like less than half, 271 million views compared to the almost 700 on K-pop. Boss Baby came in third, Minions, and then Leo. I'm trying to remember which one Leo was.
Oh, it's the one about the basketball player, right? Is it Steph Curry, the Leo one? The goat?
It could be.
The goat?
I don't know.
He's the goat.
They should have just named it the goat.
This looks like a lizard.
It's a lizard.
Yeah, very similar, I guess.
Adam Sandler plays Leo.
Does the lizard play basketball?
No. It's a different movie. But Leo was the little iguana that Adam Sandler voiced.
Oh, I missed that one.
And he was trying to teach people life lessons.
We are misleading here. Yes. It's the basketball movie, Leo.
But there's a couple of stuff.
Listen, everybody, I'm a little iguana.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm going to lick you with my big long tongue.
That's exactly what Leo sounds like. Come here,
you guys don't like to come to dreams. It's been streamed so many times. So the Netflix box.
That's a cute movie, too. That's a one worth it. Yeah, watch it with the kiddos. They'll like it.
That's random
and
children that Katie's watching movies with.
No,
but whatever.
It's just a good Adam Sandler movie.
Was it really your 20-year-old daughter?
No, it was me watching it.
That's
even
more
absolutely.
Concerning.
What do you mean? It's Adam Sandler.
What children's movie should I watch today? Okay, so this is unsettling. This has been streamed a lot. There's a 6-part series on Instagram right now, so it's 6 different videos, showing a woman on a carnival cruise scratching her foot fungus with a fork.
I've seen it.
It was filmed secretly by several other guests that were incredibly grossed out. It has attracted almost 30 million views, so it's getting up there. Put it on Netflix. And it did force a response from Carnival saying that we can confirm that the forks are intended for food, not foot care. Once we became aware of the situation, our team quickly addressed it with the guest and removed the utensils from service. How did they know they got the right forks?
That's what I thought.
They don't.
Like, we took it on a rotation. It's no longer in there.
I think they would throw all the forks overboard in the middle of the Pacific and then buy new forks.
You would have to. I mean, how do
That's
you know which one?
Anyway, she was going to town with that fork.
The video
stuff
is
was falling
gross.
Off her feet.
The dryness from that foot is that'll make your stomach lurch.
Yeah. If she's going to do it, I want her to hold it over my salad like a little Parmesan cheese and shred it over my salad if she's going to do it.
More salt, please.
Make it worth my while. Oh, you know, put a little protein in my salad. Could you imagine? And I got one final thing. It is local. Golden officials and volunteers are dealing with a growing amount of trash along Clear Creek as visitors are crowding the waterway right now just to escape the summer heat. There's all sorts of stuff littering, including tubes, full tubes, cans, food packaging, clothing, and other debris being abandoned along the banks and then carried downstream.
Hate that.
So the public is outraged down there in Golden, and I'm a little irritated by this as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, the cleanup is not free. I mean, they're going to have to hire people to get this all cleaned up, and then it goes into nature.
I hate it. Like,
you don't want a little beaver with an inner tube around him.
That is, I mean, that sounds
it's
really
cute
actually.
Right?
But like, that is one of the biggest rules of hiking. You pack out what you packed in.
Pack
you
it
don't
in, pack it out.
Anything where you're going. And the fact that people are just so casually leaving water bottles and like clothes, like, what's wrong with you?
And just bailing out on probably tubes that are ripped
don't
up or something.
Do that.
That ain't right.
We don't like that at
all. I mean,
all.
We can be parents all day and waggle our finger, they're still gonna do it, but just come on.
Well, it's kids
try
to get the
to
word out.
Respect.
Like, we don't like that. We don't like that people are doing that. So.
We need to have designated people along the creek there with tasers that tase those people.
Do you want to volunteer for that?
I kind of
like
do.
That's a Jeremy job.
I kind of do.
I like that. I do like that a lot.
Yeah, let's tase those SOBs.
Okay.
What else is going on locally?
Hey, we've got some fun stories for you, like the first ever Fat Marmot Week.
What?
Doesn't that sound fun? So it's a bracket and everything. It's very similar to the Fat Bear Week at that national park and preserve that they do that at. You know, where you vote for your favorite fat bear and it's like a bracket.
Yeah.
And they advance to the next round of the bracket based on the public's votes and everything. That's what they're going to do with the first ever Fat Marmot Week. It's happening August 24th through the 29th. And it's the scientists in Gothic, Colorado. That's where this is taking place, if you're familiar. But they're inviting the public to vote for their favorite marmot.
Do the
in
marmots
a
dress
style
in all black?
I don't think so.
Got mascara on?
No. It's the
Marilyn Manson t-shirts on?
Why?
Gothic.
Oh,
gothic marmot.
Now I get it.
Get it?
Now I get the gothic marmot.
Yeah, a lot of piercings.
He tells you all about his feelings.
Big black baggy jeans.
Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Yeah.
Like that's what the marmot sings
to. They walk around like, oh, don't talk to me.
Yeah, Exactly.
Cast spells.
And then
on
it
you.
Grows out of it because it was just a phase.
It was just a phase.
It's totally just a phase.
Got a chain collar on, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to vote for that marmot with the collar. Okay.
Pretty good.
August 24th is when we can start. I can't wait. Like, first ever Fat Marmot
this
Week.
This is fun for you.
Stoked. Okay, and then so the water levels, right, out at Green Mountain Reservoir, they have revealed now, as you, everyone knows, we are in a crazy drought here in the state of Colorado, and it's starting to reveal things underneath the waters. I was like, oh, that's where that went. So an ATV that has been missing for 5 years, they found it.
Found it.
They found it. It at the Green Mountain Reservoir, again, it is at 23% capacity due to the current drought. So the lost ATV just kind of revealed itself there. The people who are in charge of the park, they got a hold of the owner and everything, and they're like, okay, so we found this. There's also a lot of other things that they're expecting to find out at this reservoir. Just
hopefully no bodies.
I know. Well, that's the thing, is a lot of history has passed. A lot of things have happened, and it's totally plausible that they would find something like that.
You could find something, some bones.
I worked with somebody out in on the Western Slope, and her. I don't know if she ever had to hide a body, but she was very excited to tell me the story about how if she would hide a body, she'd do it in the Ridgeway Reservoir.
Huh.
Because every year, it would get to like crazy low levels, and then when the snow would melt and fill, it would fill back up. And so she's like, by the time like the water levels would, you know, succeed, like she said, I could be out of town across the country, like recede.
Yeah.
I could be out of town across the country, like in a whole nother world. And I was like,
yeah,
I guess
you get out there, dig a hole and bury it.
Like, she was so proud to tell me about her body hiding skills. So when this story started popping up, I was like, same thing. I thought, I wonder if they're going to find any bodies or just like,
found
you know,
him.
Things that they've I should not laugh that hard at that.
Don't joke.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, ATV, they found it. No problem. 5 years later. And then we do.
What if it still worked?
I doubt it. Man, if it did, that would be one heck of a commercial for that ATV company.
Yeah.
5 years and 2 weeks later, still pumping. Okay, and then we have an update on the tater story that we had
yesterday.
Yes,
this is what I've been waiting for.
Well, remember, we talked about how a nonprofit found out that 42,000 pounds of potatoes were about to be wasted. And these were potatoes that were grown over in the Midwest. If you're not familiar, potato farmers, it's been a weird year for them because they had like a very high yield and they can't get rid of all their potatoes. So these 42,000 pounds of taters were just going to be thrown away. And this nonprofit was like, well, we can't have that. Can't have that with those potatoes. So they brought them here to the Mile High City yesterday and they had this big thing out in Five Points where they're like, we've got 2 tons of taters. You bring bags and trucks and whatever else you need and you come get as many potatoes as you need. And they were having this event from like 10 until 12:31 whenever the potatoes, you know, were all done. And they thought that they'd have some left over and they'd have to figure out where to take them.
You dump them in Clear Creek, apparently.
Well, these potatoes went in 90 minutes.
Hey.
The community showed up and they were able to save these taters that were going to be destroyed.
But thank God. Like, every tater needs a home.
It's such an amazing story. And you talk to the people
really
who
is.
Went there to get those potatoes. It's not just people who don't have food. People who are in the situation where they don't have food. It's you and me. It's just the regular
just
people.
Spud lovers.
Everything is so expensive right now. So if this is one way that you can save money, that was people's line of thinking yesterday. And
now
so
we just need some trucks of ground beef.
Man, I heard people talk, maybe some veggies in there.
Yeah.
We'll get a full balanced plate. But no, like people were talking about all the different potato dishes they were going to make. And I just was like,
what an exciting day.
I want potato curry. Oh. So anyway, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I do want to let you know that today is National Milk Chocolate Day, not to be confused with National Chocolate Milk Day, which is on September 27th, but it's National Milk Chocolate Day today.
I like milk chocolate.
Do you?
I do also. I'm starting to get. I like
acne?
Dark chocolate.
Oh.
No, dark chocolate's tending to be my favorite lately.
Me too.
And I always grew up loving milk chocolate.
I think that
go for the dark chocolate.
Shut up, Josh.
There's a turning point in everybody's lives.
You watch birds and you like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate's getting better.
Well, the flavor's just
I like the
bitterness.
You know?
Well, yeah, and especially like because the milk chocolate, it's so much sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Like when you try and stay away from sugar, when you have sugar,
definitive
it's like
definitive turning point.
Someone's
like,
What?
Well, it's just you grow up and you mature.
You do. Mature is a good word for it.
You're mature. Mature. You mature into a higher quality
chocolate
than running around with your Cadbury Easter bunny, you know? You're like, I'll take
like
the
those
dog
Cadbury
chocolate.
Eggs,
well, I can see that. You just like chocolate in general.
I really do.
This is what you had. Never mind.
Those eggs are so good.
Yeah, never mind. Okay, so there's a new study out, too, finding that men... if you're out there doing your getting your lift on today, bro, then you can lift heavier and longer if you are sniffing dark chocolate in between your sets.
Oh.
It will give you a boost. Guys who sniffed dark chocolate in between their reps completed about 18 more reps than they did when just smelling like plain water.
Yeah.
So they were able to get their bulk on by smelling chocolate, which is... weird to me that you'd be standing in the gym trying to work out and you got a chocolate bar next to you and you're huffing it in between sets.
No, yeah, it's totally weird. Like, that's not the way I thought you were going to go with that story.
No.
Like,
and then you're
all
smelling it and the chocolate's like getting all melty on your fingers.
Yeah.
And then you got brown all over your fingers and you're grabbing the free weights,
well,
getting the brown
slippery.
All over the free weights.
Yeah, and then you drop them because all the chocolate on your hands.
And you probably got a white towel and then your brown fingers are all over the white towel and people are looking at you like... This guy might have a problem.
Yeah, how are you going to pick up any chicks, homie?
Yeah, you're like, I swear it's chocolate.
You're a mess.
I promise you it's just chocolate.
But I'm doing more reps than ever.
Everything is so brown, but I promise you it's just chocolate. You're like licking the dumbbell.
Lick it, lick
it. I'm so on swole.
I swear to you I haven't been eating lettuce. I promise. Let's rave about our children really quick. I do have a quick story about my son. Who went out with a buddy last night. They disappeared on their bikes. I don't even know where they were, but about an hour later, I got a FaceTime thing pop up on my phone, you know, a call, FaceTime call. I was like, hey, where are you? And he's like, well, we're down at so-and-so's house. We'll call him Eddie. We're at Eddie's house, and Eddie is known for collecting things around the neighborhood. He'll get into dumpsters and grab stuff out.
Okay.
He'll come to my house, and if I've got stuff out by the trash, he takes it back home.
A klepto.
Oh.
So Eddie noticed that his neighbor down the street had about 15 air mattresses out on the curb that said free. So...
first of all...
there was like... I know,
what?
Right?
This,
I think it was a camp. They used to camp and stuff.
Okay,
so,
okay.
There was, at that point, like 5 boys or something at the house. So they all went and took the free air mattresses, blew them up, and then poor Eddie's family had about 15 air mattresses laying all around their front lawn. And then they found another house with like a coffee table that was free, so they took the coffee table and took the legs off of it, and so they just had the flat top there of the coffee table, which they proceeded to put on like 3 skateboards. And then they took one of the giant air mattresses and bungeed that onto the skateboards and the coffee table, and they were pushing each other around the neighborhood on it.
Okay, that's brilliant.
He's like, Dad, check this out. Look what we're doing.
That's
awesome. It was like a king size air mattress, and they're pushing it down the street.
And
that's,
you know,
guys
what?
Being dudes,
and
I
was
love
so
that.
Happy about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, they're playing outside.
Yes.
Thank
like,
you. They're not on screens.
I got off the phone and I looked at Nicole. I was like, "This is what life is supposed to be like as a young boy." I was
proud
like, "I am so happy about this right now that they're out jacking around, causing trouble, picking up free things." And pushing each other around on skateboards and air mattresses right now.
It's funny the things that make us proud as parents, isn't it?
I was like, this is old school, like 90s fun here,
absolutely.
Where there's not a tablet in sight.
And
you
creativity
know?
Just everywhere.
Yes!
Like, it makes me proud too. It's not even my kid.
Oh, it was so
like,
great.
This is wonderful.
It was so great. And then they like built forts and stuff with the other air mattresses and they were throwing at each other and stuff. I was like, this is awesome.
Good for them.
I just feel bad for Eddie's parents.
Who, I know. That's
like,
their
teen
one.
Air I've seen pictures of their garage, and it's just trash and junk that this kid collects.
And they're probably thinking the same thing, though. You know what? Eddie's outside a lot. Eddie uses imagination.
He's so creative.
Like, he may be a hoarder as he gets older, but it's fine.
There was one night I wandered out into the garage because the camera went off in the garage, and him and Eddie were out there, and the tailgate was down on my truck, and I was like, what are they doing to my truck?
No.
And I went out there, and they had found like a bunch of old clocks and various electronics and stuff out of dumpsters, and they were taking them apart to see how they worked on the inside and trying to rebuild them and do other things. I was like, okay,
that's
just don't
I
burn
did.
The house down.
That's so early 2000s fun.
It is.
I love
it's
that.
Really good.
Making everybody proud. And it's fun, so funny. My kiddo's also making me proud in a different way. But so her birthday's coming up on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And she's in her, you know, young 20s. So at that point, you go out and you party, right? That's what you do at that stage. But this new generation, they're not really doing that. They're not partying like we did. They're not going out and wilding out with their friends.
I just saw a stat about the alcohol industry is down like $800 billion dollars because kids aren't drinking and having fun anymore.
They're not making those dumb decisions that we made in our young 20s. And in fact, this blew my mind. You know what kind of party Zoe wants to have for this next one? In her young 20s.
What is it?
A crochet party.
Oh, Lord, no. Lord, no.
And,
she's and gone too far.
Not even just like crochet, but like crafts in general. And apparently this is a thing
is
where
it really?
You can go to a place and all of your friends can come and get like a thing of yarn. And they have crocheting classes. And so they'll teach you how to crochet. And then they'll give you something that you can make. And within this hour, and you have drinks and nibblies and stuff, right? Like you've got stuff
you
with you.
Now, this is an event where you want to get tanked. I want to see people get wasted and see what they come up with.
Oh my god, like a lopsided turtle.
Yeah,
so fun.
Yeah. A thong. I crocheted a thong.
Wow, that's an idea.
It's so hot and itchy.
It's a warm
idea. But there are places around us that do this already. So I was looking up, and Colorful Yarns is a spot where you can host regular crochet and
are you getting paid
classes.
By these people or something?
The Denver Craft Club.
You getting a kickback?
At Michael's. You can have a party.
Is Michael's paying you to
Michael's,
say this stuff?
Nobody's paying me, but you can have up to 8 guests at Michael's and pay $150, and they will supply all the yarn.
Having a party
all the
at Michael's.
Do they bring the nibblies there, or do you have to bring your own?
No, you have to bring your own nibblies
and what do you get for $150?
You get the yarn and the crochet and then the knitting class. Like, they're teaching you how to do this.
Grandma teaches
you.
It.
Yeah, they're teaching a class. I just thought this was genius because the thing is, you know, baby Nana, she was having a little anxiety about like parties and stuff because it's not really her thing. Like, she doesn't like to go out and get tanked and
mama,
just like, yeah,
I don't like the people and the drink.
Well,
mama.
She loves people. She just mama. Like,
well, she's got a serious boyfriend. There's mama. No,
she
like,
does.
When you have that, you don't feel the need to go crazy.
Whatever.
At a party.
Yeah, well, she does.
When Nicole and I were dating, we were out tearing it up. We weren't worried about, I don't want to drink. I just need some yarn to crochet.
No, exactly. But I love that. Again, it's just another one of those things that makes me proud as a
That's
parent,
cute.
Right? Like, you want to go out and create something
I guess.
Versus going out and sure. tearing things down
really.
While you're all liquored up. Like, there's a
distinct she needs some air mattresses and a skateboard.
Yeah.
They're still creating something. Yeah. They still have, like, a,
so
you
is
know,
anybody RSVP to her party?
All of her friends are about this.
Oh, they're
like,
into it.
Even
well,
her guy
I feel
friends,
sorry for her.
Even her guy friends are like, this sounds like fun. Like,
they're
so,
lying, but okay.
Don't look
no,
at
for
me
sure.
like that. You know, they really love her, and they're there to support her, and maybe that's
yeah,
part of it.
Yeah, I bet all those guys are like talking to their buddies, dude.
No, but there's
you're
obviously...
not going to believe what I get to go do. Jealous.
No, but I mean, truly, it's mostly girls.
Can I
but
come?
I'm just, you can absolutely come. I'm surprised you haven't got the invite this weekend. Or next weekend. Next
is there
weekend,
a pattern
weekend,
to like crochet
weekend.
A big middle finger? And
you know what? If there is, I'm sure you'll find it, Jeremy.
Baby, nah, nah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Baby,
nah.
Happy birthday,
baby,
nah, nah.
Well, bless her little anxiety-riddled heart.
I love
it. Sounds
it.
Like a good time.
I love it.
Mama.
I got a couple stories this morning. All about our incredible seniors. How about this? There's a 71-year-old grandma, and she had to jump into a river to rescue a man half her age, despite only learning to swim after she retired. So she had not really learned to swim in her youth. She waited until way later in life to learn how to swim. And she was standing by this river, and she heard this guy screaming for help, and without hesitation, she entered the river using a life preserver to reach the man who resisted help, actually, which is kind of weird. I don't know if he was like, no, I'm not, I don't, you know, I don't want to harm you or I don't want to bring you under because you're a little old lady. Anyway, she ended up overpowering the guy and pulled him to shore. She admitted she was exhausted. And her quote was, it was not a big deal for me. I did not tell my family for the fear that they would worry about me. But there is some surveillance footage, and she was identified, and then her brother recognized her, and then he scolded her, she said.
what are you doing?
The video went viral of this little old lady wading into the water to save a man who was getting pulled downstream.
No, oh, I love that she didn't brag about it either. So many people just like immediately post their good doings, and she's like, "No, it's fine. I saved a life."
Well, she immediately died.
He would have done the same thing.
She sadly passed away.
Stop it!
I went into that water and I got him, and it was cold. He was so strong, but I overpowered him.
Doing fine.
I punched him right in the face, and I took him back to the shore. I said, "Sir, you need to learn how to swim, because I can't be doing this all the time. I'm 71 years old.
You should say thank you.
This is hurting my hip. I can't get in the water like this all the time, sir. You just need to be more responsible." And then I died.
Stop.
Okay. And then, how about this? I love the name. Kermit and Betty of St. Cloud, Minnesota, recently marked their 80th wedding anniversary, surrounded by family at their daughter's home. They are both 99 years old. They share 2 children, 5 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren.
Dang.
Relationship began as teenagers living across the street from each other. Kermit enlisted in the Navy during World War II.
Yeah, I think I'll join the Navy.
He did survive a kamikaze strike.
Oh,
and they got married afterward, and the story goes on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, they did reach out to Kermit, and his actual quote is, "We still love each other."
Oh, yeah.
We still love each other.
Miss
Betty, Miss Betty, I love you.
Miss Betty.
Yeah. Can you imagine being with the same person for 80 years?
No.
No.
I would love to pick their brains, though. Those are people that you just want to sit down and talk with them because the stories that they can tell.
Tell me the secrets. Why?
Because they'll be like, what?
Oh, come on.
What?
Stop.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Speaking
I'm trying to pick
year.
Your brain, sir. I don't care for the rain.
No, how long have you been married?
No, I'm not that hairy.
Thank you. I'm not picking their brain at all. You're crazy, Josh.
Grab your phone.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Going to be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. We're a big fan of the show.
It's time.
It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649
with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Yeah, come on. Let's get her done. It's Fast Five time. We would love to have you on the air with us,
especially if you've never played before. So be brave. Give us a call. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, school's not in session, so it's probably going to be a little easier for you to get in when we don't have a bazillion people in carpool lines trying to call in. But here's our number, if you want to be brave, 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, get to know you. I'll toss a category at you. And then start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that topic. That's why we named it Fast Five. Get it? Want to play? Want to have some fun? You never done it? 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. You've asked for a lot of things, like 5 fictional besties or 5 ways to say goodbye. Aww. And then the one that went on yesterday, Leah, who named 5 sounds that would scare you in the night.
So, ooga, booga, booga.
You never know what's going to be asked, Jeremy. It's all over the place.
The worst sound you can hear at night is if you sleep with a cat and you wake up and the cat's going... That's
you know,
the worst sound
bad
ever.
Bad stuff's about to happen.
Did I ever tell you about the time that we had the cat doing that on the bed in the middle of the night, and I woke up, and I leaped out, and I grabbed the cat, and I swung her around to get her into the bathroom on the harder floor, you know, not carpet. And as I swung her around, she bleh, and it went all the way across the wall.
That's going to make me.
That's a kitty cat fail right there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
So you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy.
You really don't.
Really all over
5
the place.
Places you don't want your cat to throw
very
up.
Very random.
People keep calling and hanging up. Stop it. I got 3 open phone lines if you want to sneak in right now to play Fast 5. Would love to have you on. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. Now, we've got a great prize this week. We're going to send you out to Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah. A trip to the Rock, yo. Of Monsters and Men will be there August 6th. Then you'll score a pair of tickets if you can win Fast Five today.
All right. Let's get her done. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. 2 open phone lines now if you want to call in and play. What we got here? We got Rob. Hey, Robbie, what are you doing?
I'm working. I'm getting ready to work. Making my coffee.
You're pumping yourself up. Yeah. You're like, this is going to be a good day. What kind of coffee do you have?
I got some Starbucks home brew.
All right. Not mad at that.
You get cream and sugar? You take it black? What's your coffee look
like? No, black.
Oh
wow. Black. This guy is tough.
Straight up.
You're hardcore, man. Yeah. I can never understand people who just drink their coffee black.
Yeah.
It's too harsh for me.
No?
A little bit of sweetener in
there. Get all the taste that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You smoke cigarettes?
No.
Okay. No. I just always envision a guy with a cigarette in his mouth drinking his dark black coffee.
Give me that cup of coffee,
complaining about his wife of 30 years.
Yeah.
And your mortgage and
my mortgage and my kids. They're not talking to me anymore. Yeah, give me another hit of that. And his coffee pot has that dark brown ring around it.
Yeah, he never washes it. Yeah. Just keeps filling it up.
Oh, so funny. All right, Rob, let's see what we got for you today, buddy. Your letter is B, like boogers. I need 5 restaurants that start with that letter B. Go!
Bennigan's.
Yep.
Burger King, 2. Buffalo Wild Wings,
3.
Blake.
Oh, I think you got 3 and something there.
3.5.
What almost was Blit?
The Bonefish was
Bonefish. Oh. And then Baskin Robbins would have rounded it out. Darn it.
Man,
buddy, it was nice talking to you. We'll let you get back to your disgusting coffee. Have a good day.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye,
later,
Rob.
Bud. Bye. Hey, it's Mario. Hi, Mario.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Are you doing yourself?
No, we're fine, but what are you doing today?
Driving work.
Driving to work. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I see. You got your turn signal on right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. We can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which way are you turning, left or right?
Left.
All right, that's good. That's a good turn. All
right,
careful.
You
be safe out there, Mario. No. All right, no cheating, no help, no sequels. In 10 seconds, I need 5 movies starring Whoopi Goldberg. Go!
With the what? I'm sorry?
Whoopi Goldberg movies. Hurry!
Oh,
Oh, boy.
No, I don't know.
He said no. No.
Not happening today, huh, Mario?
Yeah,
oh,
all
that's
right.
It's
hey,
all good.
You know what? You screwed up. We didn't.
No. Thank you for calling.
Hey, buddy. It was nice meeting you, Mario. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I like that guy.
That was fun.
I love the name Mario. I can't even tell you how
it
much
makes
I love it.
Legit got a huge smile on your face.
Everybody smiles when you're like, Mario!
Yes!
Here!
You just want to talk to a guy like Mario.
Marios are always the life of the party,
right?
If you ask me.
Yeah. Oh. Always saving princesses and stuff.
Kelly!
JKJ!
Oh, God, it's this Kelly.
Oh, we missed you!
Oh, Lord, no.
Hi!
Oh, God.
Yay, it's Kelly.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, this guy. We haven't heard from you in a while. Where have you been? What you been up to?
You know, different work schedule, just, you know, hustling.
All right.
Not on the phone playing games.
I guess so. He's grinding, making that money.
Yeah.
Are you saving for anything right now?
Yeah, retirement.
Attaboy. How close are you?
I can retire right now, but, you know.
Can you really, Kelly?
Yeah, company's paying me pretty good, so I'll stick around for a minute.
There you go.
He's
good
single,
for you,
Kelly?
Buddy. Hey, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Katie needs a sugar daddy.
Right?
Yeah, get you
if
some.
If I remember right, you wanted to save up $30,000 this year. Come
I
on
did.
Now.
Yes, I do.
She's
I
definitely not on track.
I'm failing at that so bad, but yes.
She's definitely not on track, remembered. Kelly. All right, buddy. Oh, these are too hard. Some of these you are definitely not going to get. Okay, here's one. For our boy, Kelly. In 10 seconds, give me the name of 5 different jewelry stores. Go!
Helzberg.
Yep.
K Jewelers.
Sure.
Shane
Co.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That name.
Ah. Ben Bridge.
She went to Jared.
And Kohl's.
Yeah.
There you go. Target.
Yeah, why not? I would have accepted Target.
Got a local
Probably
Rocky
not.
Mountain custom jewelry in there.
Man,
like,
those guys.
Yeah, any of that.
Are they still in business? Kelly! Have a good day, buddy.
All right, brother.
Okay,
bye, Kelly. Oh, he's always fun to talk to.
Oh, Michelle.
Yes?
Yes, it's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
No. Michelle,
so
play the game. I know.
That's rude.
That's not the spirit.
You got kids in the car with you?
Yeah, I have my 16-year-old junior taking him to work right now.
Where does he work?
He works at Advanced Exercise. He's, you know, helping his stepdad a little here over the summer earn some,
nice.
You know, money.
Is that like is it gym equipment or a gym or what is that?
Yes, gym equipment.
Equipment, all right. He's selling ellipticals. Yeah. Good for him.
Yep.
It's got to be a pretty good gig, actually. Not bad.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. And he likes to work out, so he gets to get more familiar with things, you know?
That's not bad at all. One of the best jobs I ever had was I worked at a gym for like 3 years or something. That was the best gig. Just met so many great people, free workouts, and I learned a lot about my body.
That's awesome. That's always good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always so happy to tell us, too.
Yeah. I learned a lot about my body. All right. I don't need actors or movies or anything like that with this one. I just need traits. Any sort of 5 traits, appearances, powers, anything. 5 traits that have to do with vampires. Go!
With vampires.
Oh my.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I don't know.
Really? Fangs and drinking your blood is two biggies.
Garlic, like, tape.
I'm gonna hold on to it.
Oh, okay. Not gonna say anything.
Michelle, that was really bad.
That was really bad.
That was so bad, Michelle.
What was it? 5 traits
that have to do with vampires.
Yeah, like characteristics.
You know.
Like,
yeah, well, we're going to reuse it, though. I'm not going to tell you anymore.
That was so bad. I'm so sorry.
No, again, it's all right.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's fine.
Always fun.
It's very embarrassing for you.
Well,
but
it was fun getting through to you guys.
Exactly.
I listen to you guys every day. You guys are amazing.
Oh, you're so right.
Thanks,
I love you
you're
so
sweet.
Much, Michelle.
Love
you're
you
so
guys.
Sweet.
Kisses. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Liz.
Good morning.
Will you win this stupid game? For God's sakes, I got to go to the bathroom.
Well, I was hoping you were saving the vampire one for me.
I got to pee so bad, Liz.
That is a good one. Yeah.
You like that one was so easy.
You know a lot about vampires, huh?
I don't, but everybody knows something about vampires.
Right?
I know,
basics.
Right? I know.
I don't think she answered the question. I think that was the problem. But
have you played before, Liz? I feel like you've played before.
I played a lot of times, Jeremy. I really want to win. I need to win this for my daughter.
So you've failed many, many times.
Every time.
All right. Well, this one might sound familiar to you.
Okay.
Are you ready? Liz, are you?
No, but yes.
All right. In 10 seconds, I need the names of 5 different jewelry stores. Go!
Okay. Jared, Helzberg, Kohl's, Target, J.C. Penney's.
What?
That was 5.
Oh, JCPenney's has a jewelry
I know
section
they do.
For
Are
sure.
Are we going to accept Target as a jewelry
Target
store?
Has a I guess it's got Kendra Scott. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a total jewelry store.
You want to wander in and get your engagement ring?
No, I buy most of my earrings from Target, though.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Shut up, Terry.
Jeremy, will you please play me the Winnie Wind sound?
I didn't even have to ask you.
Winnie.
Please say Target? Please say please one more time.
Please.
Okay.
You finally did it, Liz.
Now you don't have to call in ever again now, Liz.
Oh, no, call all the time. We
I never win anything. You guys are so amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yay,
and you're
Liz.
So right. You're so right.
You did nice. All the hard work though.
You
good
did
job.
Good today, Liz, with your JCPenney
you.
Jewelry. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back, tell you all about your prize. You're going to go to a concert at Red Rocks.
Woohoo!
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I want to puke right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I walked back past the sports station a little bit ago, and there are sports guys there, and they're doing their little sports stuff. Points and stats, hitting those balls with the baseball bats. And Mark Mosier is over there.
Love him.
He's a good guy. He's one of our friends. He's
voice of the Avalanche.
Knuckles deep in his nose.
Oh, no.
He's not
going to town. He's the same one who did the farmer's blow with you when you left that day.
But we love Mark
Mosier. This guy's got a boogie fetish, I think. Put a little boogie in it.
That's Mosh.
Why is he? And then he just walked by. I guarantee you he's not walking to the bathroom to wash his hands.
Was he still wearing his sunglasses inside?
I don't know, but he was knuckles deep in there. I want to puke.
Did he see you look at him?
No,
and catch him?
But
no?
I got water out of the fridge there in the kitchen, and I went.
Like,
I made a
bat.
Physical.
You gotta get it.
Face. And the other guy's sitting there. They're just sitting there. They don't even notice.
Brent.
It's a normal Tuesday. Is this what happens?
Yeah. Nick Havarti's in there today, too.
Oh, is Nick here?
Special day.
You know what? I just like
Nick
that
Havarti.
They are at home. They feel comfortable in that studio, so much so that everything's blocked out. He didn't know you were even here.
Gross,
he's just like,
I am so
comfortable. My hand is in my face.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us. You get some riveting content this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh Denver's Mix 100. I hope you stick around at about 8:20. We're going to read a listener email that came in. A lady who snapped. Oh, she snapped?
Yeah.
But it's who she snapped at that is kind of freaking her out a little bit. So we'll give you all the details on that coming up right around 8:20 with JKJ. We got a little Fat America for you. There's some McDonald's hacks out this morning coming from somebody who used to work at Mickey D's. She is saying if you want fresh fries, not French fries, but fresh fries with your order, all you have to do is say, make me some fries with no salt. And they've got to make a special batch for you. So you'll get fresh fries. But then you don't get the salt on them.
And not only that, but this has been a trick that's been going on for a long time.
Oh,
having worked
hip?
At McDonald's when I was younger, I will tell you, when people ask for that, immediately makes everyone mad. And they don't go out of their way to make sure. I'm not saying every McDonald's. Maybe
you know what I would
other
do?
McDonald's that Spit are fine.
It.
But
no, I would take the fries and I would just lick each fry and I would lick the salt off it and then put it. Not that they do that. This is just me personally. If I was working at a random fast food restaurant.
Exactly.
You just lick the salt off.
But be careful with that one.
The poor man's Big Mac, they say if you order a McDouble with no ketchup or mustard, but add the Big Mac sauce and shredded lettuce, it's cheaper than an actual Big Mac.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
A good one.
The multiple orders hack, I guarantee you they didn't have this when Katie was there. It's an app thing.
Oh.
So you have to have multiple accounts that you circulate through. So you log out, order the deal, you log back out, log in with a new name and email, get the deal again, log out, log in with a new name.
It's a lot of effort.
It's too much.
Really be hard up for some McNuggets to do all that.
How many emails
right?
do you have?
Wow.
So the last thing isn't really a hack, but there's a difference between the folded egg and the rounded egg.
Yeah.
I guess there's a pre-made folded egg that they put on their biscuits and McGriddles. So if you want that one, you have to request it. Other than that, the rounded egg is literally a fresh cracked egg that goes on the McMuffins.
Why wouldn't you want the fresh cracked egg?
All day long with the fresh cracked.
That's why I like the McMuffins and McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, because that's a real egg right there.
Who's these monsters ordering the folded egg coming from the factory?
Why?
Crack me a real egg, Ronald.
I want to meat the chicken.
Yeah. Make me a sandwich, Grimace. You had some other hacks when it comes to cooking, too, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of pro chefs out there giving tips as far as eating at home and why a lot of times when you make something at home, it doesn't taste the same as if you ordered it in a restaurant. Meat is a big thing when it comes to that, but all around general preparing, too. So one of the biggest tips here is to have everything ready when it is time to cook, because that will throw you off more than anything. If you have, say, your burger in the pan or your meat or whatever, and then you need veggies to put in there. You didn't cut up the veggies. So now you're cutting veggies.
Amateur move.
At as the meat is cooking, you're going to overcook that
amateur
meat.
Amateur.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, to have everything ready before you go into preparing the recipe, that yeah is such a power move that chefs use, and it makes a big difference.
You know why I like doing that, too?
Why?
Because I feel like I'm on a TV show where I'm the chef.
Yes!
And I'll have my bowl of peppers, my bowl of onions, yes, my bowl of whatever, and it's all lined up,
I
okay?
I do the same thing.
You're a little Rachel,
like,
Ray.
I'm Bobby Flay or whatever.
I know.
I'm Emerald. I'm like, bam!
Yes. You have your spices in little individual
I
ramekins,
love doing
and you're
it
like adding the paprika. Like, yeah, you're so
I'm a dork
professional. Yeah. I know. I love that too. I also love, they have a term in cooking. It's called don't crowd the mushrooms.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a really big tip because when you do put too much in a pan, okay, mm-hmm, it changes things when it comes to the science of the cooking. You are steaming instead of instead of browning. It's a big deal. And so it changes
amateur
the flavor
move
and the texture.
You're crowding the mushrooms
of the dish. So if you even as
what's
so much
called
as like
don't crowd the
mushrooms, don't crowd the mushrooms. But even if it's as much as scrambling an egg, you yeah don't want to put too much egg in the pan because again, the surface area and the heat.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Amateur move.
It's such an amateur
honey
move.
Honey, you're crowding the mushrooms
don't
again.
Crowding, look at you crowding
if
the
I
mushrooms.
If I said that to my wife, she'd be like, "What the hell are you saying to
you
me?"
You should
right
just
now
work it in a conversation today. Just
don't
to
crowd
start
the mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'm going to work that in like if I'm at Waterworld standing oh in line and people are all up in my business. I'm
yeah
like, don't crowd the mushrooms.
I want to use it here in the building. Like,
yeah,
can we do that?
Probably at
can
the
we
next
try and
all
get
staff
away with it? Oh, let's do that.
Because you know how we sit at those little tables at the all staff yeah and people come sit around us because we're so popular? We can be like, don't crowd the mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then we'll get called to HR.
JKJ is weird again.
What else you got?
Anything else? One more. This is the big one. Yeah. And this is about your meat. Okay,
yeah,
you got to take care of your meat.
You do.
And this is the
said
biggest
it once, I'll say it a thousand times.
This is the biggest difference when it comes to home cooking as opposed to going out to a restaurant. When you get a steak, right? A lot of times that steak isn't going to taste as good as if you order it from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And a big reason is because you're not resting your protein,
Jer. It's all in the resting.
You got to rest your protein.
You got to rest your meat.
Not only after. A lot of people think this is just after you cook it.
Bingo.
You need to make sure it rests for 5 minutes or so the juices distribute evenly. You
it's
need to
true
do that. That's a pro tip.
That is something a lot of people miss.
Yes.
Is you got to rest your meat. When
yes
I do my 5 hour, 6 hour tri-tip on the smoker,
yeah,
I bring it inside,
uh-huh,
wrap it in foil,
yeah,
and then I wrap like two or three hand towels around
ooh
it. And then
extra
you put it in a cooler,
yes,
and close the lid, and let it sit in there for about 30 minutes.
You have to.
And then I look at the children and I go,
don't
the,
you just,
the meat is resting.
No, it's such a big deal because you have to take that meat out of the fridge. You can't just take a chicken
yeah
breast from the fridge and
nope
slap it in a pan.
Who
no
does that?
That's
amateur
awful
move.
A lot of people do that,
really?
Josh. And honestly, when
like
you
101
do that, you know, you when you take it straight from the cold fridge into the pan,
yeah,
it overcooks the outside before the center oh ever catches
that
up.
Poor
so
chicken.
That's a it's a big, unevenly dry cooked piece of meat. Nobody likes that.
Nobody wants
so
dry
make
meat
sure you take it out of the fridge for at least 15 minutes before you cook it.
Yeah.
Let that baby sit there and rest, contemplate its feelings, and then you throw it in the pan.
Yeah.
And then
I
when
mean,
you're done there,
you rest
then
some more
you let it rest
then
again.
You make it your biatch.
A lot of resting when it comes to
yeah
your meat. So
yeah, I'm going
to
tell my wife that today, too.
Pro tips.
Don't crowd the mushrooms. I'm resting my meat.
She's going to love you.
She's going to be so turned on.
Be careful.
Honey, no.
Be careful,
I got the rest of the meat. I'm not a machine. All right, since we're talking about food, I got one more food-related story for you guys.
Okay.
And it truly, I was not surprised by this. It's like, why did it take this long for the fad diet to kick in? A lot of doctors are out there this morning. I know y'all are trying to lose weight and all, but they say you should not be doing the diarrhea lettuce diet right now.
Who is doing
believe
that?
Believe it or not, there are a lot of posts out there right now encouraging people. I mean, I'm sure these are TikTokers or whatever, real brainiacs, you know, the doctors on TikTok. They're saying if you want to lose a ton of weight in a hurry, that you need to go out and just eat lettuce like crazy in hopes that you'll get that cyclospora or whatever it's called. And it's called cyclospora skinny right now.
Uh-huh.
They're encouraging people to get out, eat a bunch of lettuce, blow your bowels out, essentially, and just drain yourself of fat and any sort of nutrients, and you'll drop 2 or 3 dress sizes.
Oh, boy.
And hate your life every minute
boy
of it. Everyone
oh,
I've talked
boy
to who has
yeah
had this or
it's
experienced
bad
it, it is like non-ending.
Yeah. The doctors are saying you're going to lose so much of your electrolytes in your body. You're going to have muscle cramps. You're going to have headaches. You're going to have dehydration. They say you get to a state where your heart just can't pump enough blood because there's no water in there because you're draining yourself. Ugh. You could literally die from this.
But I'm skinny.
But oh my God, I'm going to look so good in my casket.
That no. is insane to me that people think that's okay.
Hey, you know, are you wow. shocked by this at all, though? The fad diet, this fad diet has blown up on TikTok.
We've had crazier diets for sure, but this one just seems like a little unnecessary. Like yeah. you can totally avoid this and just.
For God's sakes, get on a treadmill.
Maybe fasting would work for you. I know a lot of people who swear by that, you
really?
Know? Yeah. Huh. Not me, but I'm yeah. a lot of people.
If you're thinking about it, if you've seen it, probably talk to your kids about this, honestly. Don't do the diarrhea lettuce diet, okay? Come on.
The fact that you just had to say those words
I know.
Out loud.
No, right? like things I never thought I'd have to say.
What?
Just let's be grown-ups, okay? Kind of a lengthy message that came in from Mel. I'll try to zip through it here. But Mel says, hey, guys, I've been going to the same hairstylist for about 7 years. The best I've ever had. The problem is she never stops talking. Is Katie her hairstylist?
I just
couple of weeks ago, I had one of those days where everything that could go wrong did, and I had a pounding migraine, hadn't slept much the night before, and I was mentally exhausted and bloated. Oh boy, TMI. All I wanted to do was sit in the chair, close my eyes, and enjoy 2 hours of peace and quiet. But instead, the second I sat down, it was nonstop conversation. How's work? How's your husband? Did you book that vacation? What are your weekend plans? She goes, I just didn't have the energy for it. And after about 20 minutes, I snapped at her and said, can you please just stop talking? She laughed a little like I was joking. I said, no, seriously, I just need some quiet today. She said, then the entire salon got quiet.
Oh, no.
She didn't say another word for the rest of my appointment. And for almost 2 hours, it was one of the most uncomfortable experiences I had ever had. When she was finished, I apologized. She quietly replied, it's fine. But I could tell it wasn't. Now it's about a month later, and I called to make my next appointment. Usually she's upbeat and happy to talk, but this time she sounded cold. And I got off the phone as quick as possible. Honestly nervous, she said. This is the part I thought about before I read this. But she says, I know this probably sounds ridiculous, but this woman has scissors, razors, bleach, and my hair in her hands. I keep wondering if she's still mad enough that she's going to accidentally cut my bangs too short or take off more than I asked for or give me a style that I didn't quite want. She says, my husband thinks I'm crazy, and he says a professional would never risk their reputation over one awkward interaction. My sister says, cancel the appointment immediately.
Kind of.
Once you lose trust in someone who's responsible for your appearance, it's over. That's a solid line. She goes, so guys, what should I do? Maybe you can use this on your show. Do I keep the appointment, apologize, trust everything will be fine, or should I find a new stylist? Because I'll spend the entire appointment wondering if she's about to get a little revenge. Love the show. Hope this makes the air. And that's from Sweet Mel with her roots showing right now.
her hair did.
Like to sound off about Mel's situation with her stylist, what should she do? Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I feel bad for her. I really do.
I do, too.
I mean, she's stressing for sure.
Well, and when it comes to your hair, and as you just said in that email, your appearance, I mean, you really get kind of anxious about that. You don't want to make someone mad who's in charge of that.
No.
You know?
And especially for as much money and time as involved in ladies' haircuts.
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
I am not kidding.
Well, and like, Katie, I just go back to when you tried to highlight your hair, go blonde a little bit,
yeah,
and how much it affected you when you didn't love it, when you didn't, and that's months and months and months of regrowth and trying to fix it.
Again, she's a professional who's making money, and she doesn't want anyone to badmouth her, you know.
No, well, you're right. But accidentally.
You're right. Like, when something goes wrong with your hair, like, so you don't want to upset that person. But for me, like, this whole situation, I guess it's just because I talk for a living. I like talking to people for the most part, but when I'm in those situations of, you know, getting my hair done or getting my nails done, when it's silent, it's awkward to me. Like, I want to talk to the person just to be the, you know, I feel like they need someone to talk to as well.
Like they've been there all day, and thank God Katie's here. Now we can talk.
I'm here to save the day.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I just feel like I'm doing my part as well.
Do you think that when you come in the morning with us?
We both come in to play a part. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you right now.
Here I come to save the day.
We enjoy the quiet. So you honestly, don't stress yourself out over that. You're fine being quiet in the morning. Off the air? Yeah. Don't even worry.
What?
We are fine.
Any other time I would take that. But no, you know, you need that banter. You need to be able to feel like you are, you know, in a situation where you trust that person, they trust you. You're both playing a part, I feel like. And if you're not going into that situation ready to play your part.
Well, and
then,
I feel like you, Katie, you and I both have our moms as hairdressers who have done this for years and years and years. And I feel like the hairdresser, especially a woman, is like your confidant. Like, you can tell them things. You've been going to them for years. I know my mom has stories for days about things that people have told her while they're getting their hair did up. So
they're the therapist.
They really are, right?
Yeah. So what should Mel do, you guys? I know there's a lot of ladies listening who have stylists that they're pretty solid with. What if you snapped at one of them? Told them, just please stop talking. I need some quiet today. Did you get a couple messages, Katie?
Yeah, well, we definitely...
The text line blew up on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And from, I think this is Cindy, she said, I have a really good relationship with my hairdresser. Like, we hang out outside of my hair appointment, so maybe it's because of that. But if I'm having a bad day or not feeling well and not up to talking, I just talk to them beforehand. So she's like, I'm usually a peppy, polite person, but they'll give me a pass if I just need some quiet that day. So that maybe because of her relationship.
Good advice for the
them.
Next time.
Exactly.
Because polar opposite, Kirstie texted in, nope, I could never go back. Every time she picked up the scissors, I'd be flinching. Just take that L and find a new stylist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good. And I mean, like, a few of those as well. Like, we got, I think it's a good move for her to cancel or move the appointment. I agree that when you go to a business that has to protect their reputation, they probably won't ruin it on purpose, but it won't be an enjoyable experience. So I think that's a good tip as well. Like, if you've already ruined it, I don't know if there's any going back.
Right. And that's the ones I pulled off the text line. I had 1, 2, 3, 4 that I read that was essentially move on every single one of them. This one said, I once told my nail tech that I hated my nails and I was trying to be honest. She burst into tears. I feel awful about it. Now I drive 30 minutes to a different salon because I can't face her.
Yeah.
You got to move on. Somebody else wrote in and said, I feel bad for the stylist. Imagine spending years building a relationship with someone and then basically getting told to shut up. I would question every future visit. I would run from that stylist.
Well, and I like that, the point of view from the stylist. Like, that can't make them feel good.
Not at all.
You know? Geez. Yeah.
Really quick, I do want to talk to Clara, who wrote in. Hi, Clara. Called in. Hi, Clara.
Hi.
What do you think Mel should do about this situation?
I think she can still go to her hairstylist, but I do think both options kind of leave out that, like, Mel's not being accountable for what she did. It was rude of her to snap at a hairstylist like that. And I think that she owes her an apology. You know, I think it's totally okay. I get migraines too, so I totally understand that. But I think going into that appointment, I think had she just communicated that, like, hey, I'm not feeling super great today. Is it okay if we just kind of sit in silence? I think that would have been fine instead of, like, toughing it out for 20 minutes and then snapping. I think that wasn't great. And so at the very least, she owes her an apology. If she's been going to her for that long and they've built a relationship, like, she kind of owes her, like, repairing that relationship too. And also, it's like, she's a professional. I think if you apologize and go back, like, maybe bring her a nice gift basket or something.
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly what I was going to say.
That's a good move.
I was like, this has been a 7-year relationship. You're both adults. Come in with one of those edible baskets that the flowers made out of the fruit.
Oh, edible arrangement.
Bring her an edible arrangement and a Starbucks gift card and say, I am so sorry that I was bloated and angry.
And just explain what happened. And then I think she would understand and say, like, no, it's totally okay. You know, it's like, hey,
Yes.
I still like you. I still trust you. Like, I think that's fine. Like, you know, but take accountability.
And then you'll
like
embrace
that.
And everything will be fine.
And you make it right. I think that's it, though. The extra effort on that level is what it's going to take.
110%. Clara, you're very wise.
Thanks, guys.
I wish we could. One. I wish we could buy you a Starbucks.
I know. We want to get you a gift basket. Yay! For your good advice.
Enjoy your day, Clara. Thank you so much for calling. And if you guys ever have a dilemma you want to share with us, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. Sports. Here with JKJ, Mix 100. A big day for Broncos country. A limited inventory of your Denver Broncos tickets are going to be half price today. Starting at 10 o'clock, so you better be ready here in about 30 minutes to hop on and try to get these tickets. There's going to be a limit of 4 tickets per household. No multiple game purchases are allowed. All sales are final. No exchanges, no cancellations, no refunds. Tickets are going to be delivered to your mobile device on the day of the game. And half-price tickets cannot be resold or transferred. But hey, have a great time.
They're cheap.
A lot of rules. Anyway, the prices are going to start about $23. And I will tell you right now, my wife has already messaged me multiple times today saying, hey, when would you like to go? I think this is going to be a heck of a time.
Look at you. You're going to wear your Bronco jersey, have on your orange and blue shoes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to wear matching jackets probably.
Oh, I could see
you. I think we should do couples jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to paint my face bright orange.
I know.
If I'm going to do this, I'm going all in.
You need to.
I'm going
to
take my shirt off, and I'm going to have my nipples bright blue. With the big Broncos horse head in the middle of my chest.
He's a face painter.
She is never going to take me to a Broncos game ever again.
See? Okay, that's your end
game. See what I'm doing?
I was wondering. I was like, you're really into this. What is happening?
Anyway, these half-price tickets go on sale at 10, so be ready. www.
Hey.
I did it. DenverBroncos.com/tickets. Good luck, everybody. Josh, what else is going on?
Well, and sticking with football, football fans all across America can rejoice, as last week was the last week of the year without any type of football. We have training camp starting up for the Broncos today. Woo. As the veterans reported, the first public training camp that you can go to. All you got to do is reserve tickets. You don't have to buy them. They're free.
Can you yell at them? If you're out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yelling at them. Cheering for them.
Yeah, it's cheering.
Yes. Why do you want to yell at them?
Why
they
would
did
you
pretty
go
good
boo?
Last year.
I don't know. Maybe they dropped the ball or something when they're throwing.
You can boo. Happens.
Doing their little practice throws.
It just depends on how quickly you want to be kicked
boo.
Out. Anyway, that's
July
31st.
Could I also paint my nipples blue at that event?
I do it. Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yes.
The first football game is...
You have permission.
All right.
I'm sorry. We got to...
Please continue. This is important stuff. What else you got?
Well, the first preseason game is actually next Thursday. So that's how close we are. And then after that, for the rest of the year, every single week, we'll have some type of football game.
It's already preseason?
Well, it's the Hall of Fame game that starts.
That's right.
Yep, starts a little early, but it's still a preseason game.
No, it absolutely is.
It's still a preseason game.
Football is upon us.
Yes, football.
I love it.
I love it because
you know what should be in the Hall of Fame?
What?
My blue nipples.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all.
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up?
With
JKJ on Mix 100.
What is up, homies? Okay, so just to give you a little bit of anxiety this morning, 95 days until Halloween. 121 days until Thanksgiving and 149 days until Christmas. Good morning, everybody. It's time to put the tree up. There's a story out this morning about the most watched movies on Netflix, and the old K-pop Demon Hunters came in at number one. Almost 700 million views of that silly little movie.
You know, in someone's living room, it's still on repeat. It is still going strong.
There was a time when it first came out, it was seriously nonstop for... probably a week at my house. It was just on all the time.
I watched it, and I don't even have a child. Like, I think everybody watched that movie.
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of it for sure. There's a... Actually, speaking of views, a six-part series on Instagram right now showing a woman on a carnival cruise scratching her nasty foot fungus with a fork. It was secretly filmed by several passengers, and believe it or not, a lot of people were grossed out by this.
Well, yeah.
It's up about 30 million views on the foot scratching.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if it needed to be six whole parts, but...
I know. It's like one would have been fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Carnival got a hold of it, and they sent out a statement that said,
we can confirm that forks that we have are intended for food, not foot care. Once we became aware of the situation, our team quickly addressed it with the guest.
Hey, knock it off, will you?
And we removed the utensil from service. How do they know they got the right one? Yeah. Did they catch her in the act?
Does this one look different? Is there still flakes on it?
They probably went to that
probably
table.
Flakes.
Like, oh, gross. Like, when you see this video, I mean,
it's nasty.
It just gets worse.
It's like flaking and things
it's
are
like
falling off
her
feet.
Her foot has dandruff. Like, on how does that
hand,
even work?
Like, I looked at it and I was like, that is incredibly satisfying, I bet, for her. Like, it looked okay. Really like, oh, man. Like you're doing that while you're doing it.
Oh, go get a pedicure. You'll,
like, I guess.
That's not what you
I wanted
do.
To do it over, like, a salad or maybe, like, a plate of spaghetti for me. Like, on top of spaghetti, all covered with foot fungus.
Craving salt over there?
Yeah, it's like almost like Parmesan cheese on top of your spaghetti. Get over there and...
So
say gross, when Gary. It's like the Olive Garden thing where they're
no,
you know
not.
And they're like say when
never
like,
any cheese
no. never
keep scratching keep scratching lady
no that's not it
don't ever stop
you're
what else is going on locally
insane. Okay well we're gonna make you happy because it's the first ever Fat Marmot Week
what
yes! with a bracket and everything and I am
you're
fascinated.
A fat marmot
I am fascinated by marmots right now actually do you know it's the largest member of the squirrel family
yeah
I had no idea and they can put up to 3 times their body weight on in summer before hibernating for 5 months. So what they do is
just
it's
like
fun
you.
To root for the chunkiest marmot. I know. I wish I had a bracket
it's just
challenge.
Like you.
I would win. I would be the champion. And you know it.
Yeah.
The Fat Katie contest. Winning that all day.
149 days until Christmas. Get your hibernation weight on.
That's kind of what they're doing here. So
can I get you a t-shirt that says Fat Marmot on it? Would you wear it around?
I would wear it every day. Like, I would wear it a lot. You should give me that t-shirt, actually. If we're
no
just
disrespect.
Buying each other things, none taken.
Okay, good. Want
to
make sure.
It's a skill, like, to put all that on. Come on. But the first ever Fat Marmot Week. Again, this is from the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory.
Ooh.
So it's coming up August 24th through the 29th. And it's very similar to Fat Bear Week.
Mm.
How they do it up there at that nature park and preserve up in Katmai, I don't know, but
you bet
this
great
the Fat
shout
Marmot
out.
Week. This it's going to be in Gothic, Colorado. So they're inviting the public to vote for their favorite marmot in a bracket style showdown. And it has been a tough year for marmots, Jer.
Has it?
Sure has.
Why?
Yeah, the scientists who studied them found out that the snow melted so much earlier, which left them susceptible
oh.
to predators for longer.
They're thirsty marmots.
They're thirsty, and roughly 100 involved in the study sadly passed away over the winter.
Well,
just
thanks for that. Horribly
this.
Sad.
I'm just saying,
stat.
So they're really trying to raise the spirits of the marmot community.
They're
and
like,
so,
we need this right now.
Yeah, and so, yeah, this is fun, though, right? August 24th through the 29th. Mark your calendar so you can take place in the Fat Marmot Week Challenge. All right, all right. Okay, and then I have just one more here. Let's see. Oh, the 21 tons of taters. We got to talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
right?
We need an update.
Yes. Well, because yesterday we talked about how the 42,000 pounds of potatoes came to the Mile High City because over in the Midwest, they were just going to throw them away. So we had a local nonprofit that was like, wait a second, we can help you with those potatoes. So they brought them to the Five Points area. And yesterday, they just opened up the potato fair. It was like potato palooza over
bring
there.
Bring a bag, bring
yeah,
a box.
Yeah, exactly. Just
bring your
come,
friends, grab a potato.
Get your free papas fritas over here. And so they came and in 90 minutes cleaned out the 2 tons of
yes.
potatoes here in the community. So shout out to everyone who heard and, you know, made it a thing because you got rid of those potatoes. No problem.
That's pretty neat that they went that fast,
it.
Though.
I just love that, you know, they saw
some,
a need.
There's cars in town right now making turns
potatoes.
This morning, and there's potatoes rolling across their back seat. I guarantee
yes.
you that is happening this morning.
You know it is. You
from
know
the great
potatoes everywhere.
Tater experiment.
There you go. So some good news
aww,
today in
thank
the Mile
you.
High Hype. You
thank
are
you,
very
you little
welcome.
Fat marmot. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Endless scrolls.
Celebrity gossip.
TV.
Movies.
You know my name, sir?
And what the hell was that?
You're about to find out who I am.
It's time to play Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
Was that you that recorded that?
How'd you know?
Do you know who I am? Carrie, Carrie, Bowberry.
Banana, now not so fairy.
Perfect. You win. We don't even have to play
exactly
the game.
Right.
You win.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for calling in, having some fun with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Carrie.
So my name is Carrie. I am a huge Marvel fan, and I have an entire room dedicated to Marvel and Iron Man.
No way!
Wow.
You know what's funny is I actually have a Marvel question today. I kid you not.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, well, you already told me I'm winning. So.
Yeah, so you might really do good today.
Got this.
Can you send us pictures of your Marvel room later when we're done with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud of it.
Like, do you have all sorts of, like, action figures and really neat things, comic books?
I have over 100 Funkos. I have, like, movie posters and all the comic book faces. Yeah.
I'm not mad at this at all. I'm a He-Man dork, so I would totally have a He-Man room, but my wife says she would leave me, so.
That's the glory of being single.
I'm surprised you're single. Okay, so what's the most valuable thing you got in that room?
His glasses, Tony Stark's glasses.
From, like, actual movie prop glasses?
No, but they're the, $400. Wow. You can see inside in his screen and everything. Whoa. Yeah, they're really cool.
That's really neat. Yeah, send us some pictures when we're done. Same phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. You're perfect for this because this is a pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. You'll each get the same questions. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say?
I'm a little scared. Not going to lie, Carrie. Exactly. That's why you sound so confident. But good luck anyway.
You know what my only worry is, Carrie? The question I have about Marvel, I hope is correct.
I hope it is too.
Yeah, if not, you're going to school me. All right, Katie's going to leave the studio right now. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we will find out if you are right or wrong on these questions, Carrie, once we bring her back in. All right, she's locked away in her little room. Let's do it. Apparel company is known mostly for its footwear, especially their big yellow boots that have become a global pop culture icon?
Big yellow boots.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Here's your second question. What was the name of Ross's monkey on the show Friends?
Oh, my God. He's Marcel?
Marcel. Your third question. What Marvel film features a snap that wipes out half of the universe?
Infinity Endgames. Or Avengers Endgames. Sorry.
Josh, look that one up while we're doing this.
Yep.
What social media platform was originally called Musical.ly before being rebranded?
I have no idea. words are not my top
spot. Just think of any social media.
I'm just going to say Instagram.
The IG. You got a really loud turn signal, Carrie. All right. It's fine. People like turning. All right. Here's your final question. What's the name of the Tonight Show band?
Oh, I don't stay up that late and I don't wake up this early.
I hear a lot of excuses right now, Carrie. What are you going to say?
Jimmy Kimmel's Friends.
Jimmy Kimmel's Friends. Okay. Yeah, let's get Katie back in here. Katie's making her way back in here.
Hey, hi.
Hi. How was your adventure?
Ooh, it was good. Yes, I met some friends, had some coffee.
All right.
Okay.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Katie. What outdoor apparel company is mostly known for their footwear, specifically their big yellow boot that's become a global pop culture icon?
Big yellow boot.
They're yellow-ish, yeah.
Outdoor company... I don't know. Are you talking about Uggs? No, I didn't think so.
God, I want a pair of Uggs, but I don't think I can pull them off.
They're very expensive, and yeah, I don't know.
Carrie said something about Hunterland or Hunter. I don't know. We're looking for Timberlands.
Oh, Tim's!
Tim's,
those
bro.
Are gold.
Well, come on. They're not gold. They're yellow.
I'm wearing Tim's right now.
Are you? Well, that's embarrassing.
What color are they, Katie?
They're yellow.
Mine are black, but yeah, they're just black. Tim's sandals. Oh, okay.
But come on, all the rap guys wear the, you know.
No, I love Tim's.
I know.
I have so many pairs of Tim's.
What was the name of Ross's monkey? What was the name of Ross's monkey on the show Friends?
Marcel.
Carrie, that's what you said.
Yay!
We are scoring points today.
I also have a Super Mario tattoo.
No way!
For real! Yay! He's making that shape too.
What Marvel film features a snap that wipes out half of the universe? I don't know what the right answer is on this, and I'll be honest with you.
Marvel. Is that... Is it like... Iron Man? That's what you like, right?
Josh, did you look it up?
Yeah. So what was Carrie's answer again?
It was Infinity Endgame or something?
Okay. So that's where it was confusing. Thanos snaps his fingers and half of all life disappears in Avengers Infinity War.
That's what I put down, that it's in Infinity War. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're wrong.
I'm so ashamed.
I think well, we were both wrong.
Because I was second guessing it. Because like you were so like you're the Marvel fan, so I wrote down Infinity War. So
I know I have a big fan of snapping too. I'm sad.
Yeah, that's really embarrassing for you.
I told you I'm not up this early.
That's all right. Okay, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. All right. Fourth question: what social media platform was originally called Musical.ly before it was rebranded?
That's TikTok.
Hey! Ooh. Oh, Carrie, you said IG? No.
Yeah,
sad day for Carrie. Final question. What's the name of the Tonight Show band?
Is it not the Tonight Show band?
No, and then Carrie said Jimmy Kimmel's Friends,
That's
which
a
is wrong anyway
because
it's Jimmy Fallon anyway, but it is The Roots. The Roots is what we're looking for.
Okay.
All right, so Carrie, you got one. Katie, you got two today.
Did I get two?
You've officially been crushed by Katie.
I feel like that one was a reach for me.
Carrie!
Yeah! What the fuck?
What
sorry,
the what?
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I think you said it. All right, Carrie.
About the what?
You what? Yeah, I dumped it. Don't cuss.
No cussing.
No cussing, Carrie. unfortunately, you lost today, Carrie, but I am going to put you on hold. Josh is going to tell you how you can get a hold of our podcast so you can still relive this and share it with your friends, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to
put you
on
hold. Yeah,
thank
she's
you.
On hold before she cusses again. Good God.
That's a big deal. Dropping that Infinity War Marvel question.
How did she miss that one? She's got a room.